Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick West. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Starr. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Starr. And now, play ball. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Heck reaches second base with a double. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilbert. The throw from West and he is out, Frey applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scheffing. The throw from West and he is safe. Scheffing steals second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a line drive into center field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Scheffing scores. Stringer moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 1 in the game. Novikov hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Scheffing and he is safe. Frey steals second. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is called out on strikes. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilbert takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Nicholson moves to third. Gilbert moves to second. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Gilbert scores. Sturgeon moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-2 in the game. Novikov hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. One out. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-1 in the game. Starr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. West settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbert hits a pop-up towards the mound. Starr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Scheffing hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 3 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from West and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman pinch hits for Ray Starr. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0 for 3 in the game. Juist takes first base on ball 4. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.